재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everybody, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas, and you're hanging out with me, Kayla. And we are taking a look at some of those headlines on this day in history. Now today, it is Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 6월 16일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? What do you guys think came out in the headlines today? I'm curious if you have a guess here. I'll give you a hint. It's about a speech contest here. So we'll be talking about that. We'll say it first in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English and chat about it. How's that sound? So let's take a look at this headline here. It says, 외국인 운병 대회 양반 앉음새가 고통. So if I was going to break this down, it's a little bit longer in English. It's the Korean speech contest because for foreigners in particular, because foreigners are 외국인. As you guys know, 외국인 웅변 대회. So 웅변 대회 is the speech contest. So this Korean speech contest for foreigners. And the topic here is sitting on the floor with crossed legs is a pain. And I don't mean that in the slang term of like, oh, it's such a pain to do that. It literally, like, it's painful is what they're saying. And so to break this down here, we have that term for sitting on the floor with crossed legs. And in Korean, we kind of call it 양반 앉음새 because 양반 is like the term for nobles, and nobles would often like kind of sit with these crossed legs. And 앉음새 is just the way one is seated. So when you put that together, the 양반 앉음새, it's that kind of sitting cross-legged style of seating. And so they're saying that this way of sitting is painful, 고통. So 고통 is like that term for something is literally painful, 고통스럽다. And so they're like, oh, it probably put a lot of pain on their knees or something like that. But for me personally, I have never felt that at all. I have always sat ever since I was a kid with my knees crossed. So I cannot say I feel the pain of the cross-legged sitting. I think for me, the biggest one is when people kind of squat. Squatting for me, that just, oh my goodness, my knees, they are all of a sudden in pain. I sound like I'm 80 years old right now. But for me, 양반 앉음새 is really totally okay for me. But back here in 1986, they were having this a speech contest, and a lot of Korean people kind of thought that was a really interesting concept because they liked hearing from a foreigner's perspective. They liked to hear these different points of views, these kind of sharp perspectives and opinions, and it kind of like put things into a different light for them. So they really enjoyed these, and a lot of foreigners there kind of would talk about different mistakes they made because of Korean, you know, culture differences and things like that. But the biggest thing was the most painful thing was sitting cross-legged. Some people kind of said that there were other things, but most people were like, oh, this cross-legged sitting, not for me. So it's really interesting to see like what people were talking about back in 1986 versus what they're talking about now. Now, for me personally, I think the biggest thing I had to adjust to when I was here, if I'd have to talk about like what I would talk about Korean lifestyle in a speech contest, would just be asking personal questions. You like, oh, 나이가 어떻게 되세요? 결혼하셨나요? 뭐, like, 무슨 일 하세요? Like, all these different kind of things. Like, your age? Are you married? Like, what do you do for a living? These sorts of things. Now I'm so used to it, I don't even flinch when people ask me. In fact, I often ask them. But when I first came, I was a little bit surprised, taken aback by those personal questions. So I think for me, that would be the biggest cultural thing that I had to get accustomed to here. But, you know, I've never tried a speech contest, so maybe if I prepared for one, I might think of something else. Maybe if you guys have something that you want to share with me, let me know by sending me a free comment on our YouTube live stream page or our Instagram page at KoreanGenius1013. But I'm curious if you guys have anything else like that. 네, 여러분은 다른 나라의 문화와 차이를 느꼈던 적이 있나요? 50번의 유료 문자 샵1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 at KoreanGenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. But now, we're going to listen to 악동 뮤지션 외국인의 고백.
Yeah, this is song for you. 만약 그렇게 못하면 자네는 군요를 잃게 되겠어.
내가 가는 대로 따라다니면 돼.
어떻게까지 나를 미행한 거야?
물론.
한국말 배우고 싶죠? 한국어 잠재 들어보세요.
You're now listening to 한국어 잠재 on TBS EFM.
한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. You are listening to Headline Korean here with me, Kayla, and we are going to take these topics. We're going to break them down, and I'll give you the key words, the key phrases, and everything else in between that you need to understand these topics. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today, we're going to be talking about something that I feel is pretty important, especially in this day and age when we're trying to be more eco-friendly and kind of go green and kind of really care about the environment. Today, we are talking about putting on restrictions on packing parcels or kind of packing sort of packages. Packing packages. That sounds like bad English, but I know it's correct. But yeah, that's basically what we're going to be talking about today. So let's take a look at this Korean headline. It says, 택배 보장 한 번만 빈 공간 최대 50%로 유통 보장제 감량 이달 내 입법 예고. That's really long, right? Did everyone stick there with me for that whole thing start to finish? I know it's really long, and it's even longer in English. It's basically saying for just one packaging, there will be a maximum of 50% empty space. So there's this pre-announcement of kind of creating this legislation within this month here, about reducing the distribution of packaging materials. So when I say these packaging materials, I'm talking about you order something and the kind of things they use to stuff the box with the package there to make sure your item or whatever doesn't move around, these packaging materials. And now the reason we know that is because the word for a package or to package something is 포장. 포장, 포장하다. And so that's kind of like packing it or kind of sending something. And I'll often use this when I'm at a restaurant, actually. That's probably the one I use it the most is when I go to a restaurant and I'm like, they're like, hey, do you want it for here or to go? And I'm like, oh, 포장해 주세요. Like, can you pack it up and take it to go? I mean, you can do takeout as well. Like, takeout, 해 주세요. Like, you can do that. But I often just say, 뭐, 포장해 주세요. Kind of like, please give it to me to go. Give it me packaged up and ready to leave. So we're talking about these packages and how the space inside of it, they want to kind of reduce this waste here. The government is specifically kind of making new standards for reducing the waste and other materials. They're kind of trying to make reusable boxes. They're going to kind of look over these guidelines and update them, even changing things like the vinyl kind of plasticky packaging things and changing it over into paper. So this is all great things that they're doing. And we're talking about that space, the 공간. 공간. And that space, the space in the box there that we're talking about. Now, we're also talking about the legislation. Now, this is a pretty difficult word here. So if any of you continue to remember this, I will be amazed. But legislation is 입법. 입법. And so that's the legislation that's going on. And then finally, a notice or a pre-announcement is the 예고. So we often will hear things like 예고편 for kind of movies. We're talking about movie previews. This here is talking about these pre-announcements. Now, if you guys have any tips on how to be more eco-friendly, please let me know. I would love to hear from you guys. But now we're going to take a listen to Avicii's Broken Arrows. Thank you.